Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You're checking out the JR Sport Brief show right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's crazy. I only got one more hour here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So what are we going to do? Continue everything that we did for the first 3 hours of the show. A big shout out to everybody listening from coast to coast, even over oceans, over borders. I appreciate you. So I don't care if you're in Hawaii. I don't care if you're in Canada. I'm glad that you're here on CBS Sports Radio, okay? You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate all across North America. You can listen on the free radio.com app. If you got SiriusXM, we're on channel 206. You can listen on Apple Music. If you have a smart speaker, just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. And if you ever miss a minute of the show, it's available via podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, all the major platforms, just go ahead and search JR Sport Brief. You can also rewind if you have the radio.com app. Okay, you can find me online. All of my social media is at JR Sport Brief. A big thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. We started off the show talking about Phil Rivers. Career is over. He retired. Formally announced it today. Now he goes off into the sunset. He goes back to Alabama. He's going to be coaching his kids. And it was an excellent time and an opportunity. When you think about his draft class with an Eli Manning, you also think about a Ben Roethlisberger. You think about the current playoff situation. Roethlisberger eliminated. This Sunday, we'll see the NFC title game. Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady. We're going to see some of the best of this century, the 21st century. So I gave you a list. Wednesday night, Thursday morning, it's a new top six list. And tonight, top six quarterbacks of the 21st century. I had to think about, you know, who would you select? Who was the best quarterback over the past 20 years? And similar to the conversation we had about Phil Rivers and his Hall of Fame, chances, which are extremely high, I think he'll get in. Yeah, I had to weigh a few things, nothing specific, but I took a look at longevity because I wanted to look at the whole breadth here of the past 20, 21 years. I wanted to look at accomplishments. I wanted to take a look at pure talent. So I didn't judge my list off of, you know, who won the most rings or who did this or who did that. I simply said, okay, this entire century, flipping over from 99, who's been the best? Who would I choose? Who would I rock with? And just to remind you, at number six, I had Phil Rivers. At five, I had Ben Roethlisberger. Four, I had Drew Brees. Three, I had Peyton Manning. Two, Tom Brady. And at number one, I would have Aaron Rodgers over all the quarterbacks. I mean, damn it, if we went past this century, Aaron Rodgers, he's one of the best of all time. And I'm not telling you he's far and away better than Brady, and I wouldn't say vice versa about Brady. I just think that Aaron Rodgers has been capable of doing more. I think a lot of his circumstances, everybody can't be Tom Brady. That's just a fact of the matter. Some other great names. One of our callers brought up Kurt Warner. I considered Kurt. Didn't see enough. Someone brought up Brett Favre. Not in this century. Sorry about that one. There's also Romo. There's Wilson. But I don't think they've done enough. So I want to get back to the phone lines in a second. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who is the best quarterback of this century? I got to remind you, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, and Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. You can see rules. You can enter for free today at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines. Get back to your thoughts. Sean, he's calling up from New Hampshire. Sean, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Sean?
Hi, JR. I just wanted to give my top six list. At number six, I'm going to throw Mahomes in there because I think he's had kind of like a Jordan-esque effect on the game since he's come into the league. And getting an MVP and a Super Bowl, especially in the same year, I think that qualifies him to go in a century draft, you know, in like the top five, six of all quarterbacks taken off the board. And, you know, the potential upside for the rest of his career. But then I have Big Ben at number five, Peyton at number four, Breeze at three, Rodgers at two, and then Brady at number one. Just because I think, you know, guaranteeing yourself six Super Bowls, that's the guy you got to take off the board first.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Sean, for calling up from New Hampshire. I appreciate you. Yeah, I had Mahomes. He's an easy one, but I'm trying to think of the breadth of the entire past 20 years. And that's the only reason why Mahomes wasn't there. If I was thinking about, hey, who's the most talented? Who would I want to take? Yeah, he'd be right there. Probably not far behind, Brady and Aaron Rodgers. I'm just trying to think about what they've done. Who has been the best? Todd is calling from Pittsburgh. Todd, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing? I agree with you. I think Aaron Rodgers is the best. And then I'd probably have to put Ben Roethlisberger at number six, Drew Brees at number five, Eli Manning at number four.
Whoa, okay.
Tom Brady at number three.
Wait a minute.
And Peyton Manning at number two.
Now, as I told you, maybe you heard, I love Eli Manning, and he's he puts on the Superman cape in the playoffs.
The only reason why I chose him was because, you know, he did beat Tom Brady twice. You know, okay. In two Super Bowls, he knocked off their undefeated season.
Yeah, he did. Okay, it's just odd. It's just odd to see Eli Manning just named directly behind Tom Brady. But I get it.
I get it. Because if he'd have lasted a little longer, I mean, you got to look at Tom Brady. He's won a lot of Super Bowls, but you got to also look at the teams he's had behind him too. You know, I feel like Tom Brady. Yeah. I feel like sometimes Eli Manning may not have had the great teams behind him.
If Eli Manning, and thank you, Todd, for calling from Pittsburgh. Yeah, if Eli Manning had a year to throw the football, if he swapped out Plaxico and ended up with Randy Moss, yeah, things might be a little different. And so, yeah, that definitely is something that you have to take into account. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thinking about the top quarterbacks in this century. Who is it? Put Aaron Rodgers at my top. And I'll go ahead and put, that guy, Tom Brady, at number two. Mike is calling from Boston. I have an idea what Mike's going to say. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, so not going to be too biased here, but that was a joke. So I think that there's three key factors when it comes to deciding what makes a great quarterback. And I'll be quick here. So one of them is going to be obvious, Super Bowl wins. Brady gets that. Number two, regular season wins. That's how you get to the Super Bowl. Brady has a higher regular season win percentage and a higher playoff win percentage. That's two out of those three key factors. The third one is a comparable, and it's stats. You compare their average stats, they are literally almost on par with each other. Brady throws about 100 yards more a season than Rodgers does. Rodgers throws a touchdown and a half more, you know?
But Mike, Brady wins 12 games. But here's the thing, Mike. Two of those first points that you made criteria-wise, I would say that's more indicative of a team as opposed to the individual quarterback.
And, you know, I would almost agree with you until this year. Watch what Tom Brady does. He throws the most stats, the most touchdowns that he's done in a while, and he's brought
to
go to another Super Bowl.
But, Mike, that also is team. Look at the team that he went to. It's not like he went to an average team. And this is a tie around, and I love making this point. And thank you so much, Mike, for calling from Boston. And this isn't something that's to establish that, you know, Tom Brady is so much better than this guy or that guy. But this is applicable to any area in life. If you have talent and if you're good at what you do, you can start calling the shots. You know, you start having leverage with what you do and who you are, where you go to work, who you work with. That's just the facts. And so when you have the accomplishments that Tom Brady has, which he put in a lot of that work, he also played with a great coach, one of the best coaches of all time. The fact of the matter is, let's not act like, you know, he's playing down in Tampa Bay, you know, with Larry, Moe, and Curly. On offense with him, he's playing with great talent. And we know he is a great talent himself. He's Hall of Famer. He's the most accomplished quarterback ever. Well, now at the end of his career, he's utilizing that. Why wouldn't he? So it gets tricky when you look at team stats to really drive home a point, you know, for an individual position. You know, it's not as cut and dry as the NBA where you can look at an individual talent who's more of a driver of that team. Justin is calling from Maryland. Justin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I'm here with my girl Lupe. We love the show. I just wanted to say I'm not mad at your list at all. I just wanted to say I would give an honorable mention to Russell Wilson. I think he's going to creep in there. But, the argument for Tom Brady as number one, take the Super Bowls off the table. I think he's proven that he's gotten the job done more consistently with lesser talent around him on the offensive side of the ball. And even without the mobility, I do see that argument for Tom Brady, but I'm not mad at your list. I like your list a lot, and okay. I love Aaron Rodgers. He is the GOAT because he can do it all, but the argument for Tom Brady, he could do it with lesser talent. And I think,
okay. Justin, I appreciate you for listening, my man. Thank you so much. There are a lot of people who would make the same exact argument for Aaron Rodgers. It's actually been it's been a real story. I've had a lot of people call up, and thank you, Justin, for calling from Maryland. I've had people call here and tell me, even prior to the season, that they wouldn't be mad. Packer fans, people who live in Wisconsin, they wouldn't be mad if Aaron Rodgers decided to leave because they feel that he's been robbed. They feel like the organization hasn't done him justice in regards to the talent that they put around him. That's legitimate. And so there's a case for both Tom Brady. There's also a case for Aaron Rodgers. There have been points in their careers where you can say, oh, well, look at this receiver there. Oh, you, Jordy Nelson here, Greg Jennings there, or Jones here, or Randy Moss there. We can go through different points where they had tons of talent. There are also points where we can go ahead and say, not so much. It's pretty lacking here. Eric is calling from Arkansas. Eric, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How you doing?
Terrific. What's on your mind, Eric?
I just had a thought about Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, and I'm just thinking, what was the biggest difference this year on New England's football team that took them from a playoff team to an 8-8 or whatever they finished as? Tom Brady not being there.
Okay. Right? Yes.
So
obviously.
Okay. So that's kind of my argument for now. You got Tom Brady.
Wait. So Eric,
the NFC Championship.
Eric, let me ask you a question. So, if we took Aaron Rodgers off the Green Bay Packers and put him on Mars, what would the Green Bay Packers be looking like right now? Wouldn't they look like the New England Patriots?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay.
I guess you're right, but I don't know. I just think this whole argument about players on their teams, I mean, I can name one good receiver Brady had his whole life. It's like Gronk and then Randy Moss for a year. And the guy's won 6 Super Bowls. Like, and I don't even like Tom Brady, but you can't deny that dude is the best quarterback of the 21st century.
Well, I would tell you, Eric, most accomplished. And this is why it gets tricky. And thank you so much for calling from Arkansas. When I tell you I'm choosing Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady, that doesn't mean I'm standing on a hill saying Tom Brady sucks. That's ridiculous. You can literally flip a coin here. But I'm telling you the reasons why I'm selecting or would choose Aaron Rodgers, why I consider him to be better. I think he can make more throws. He's obviously more mobile. And all things considered, and that includes the Super Bowl victories, that's an easy thing. It's easy. Aaron Rodgers is not as accomplished as Tom Brady. Tom Brady has played for a longer amount of time. Tom Brady has had better coaching. Tom Brady has had a better team. And this is why this makes this a fun argument. This is why this makes it a fun discussion. Because this isn't like the NBA. You got to think about the 53 individuals. The quarterback is the most important player on the team. We know that. The ball gets snapped to him. He's charged with making the decisions. He can either throw the game away for you a lot of times, or he can throw you right into that game. But a lot of that is contingent on the talent that you have around you. Russell Wilson is amazing. We had literally one play that pretty much might have changed the trajectory of what his career has been right now because they decided to throw the ball one instance instead of handing it off. You have Ben Roethlisberger, who has 2 Super Bowl titles. Ben Roethlisberger, he's a solid quarterback. He's a great quarterback, but it would be ridiculous not to think about the fact that he's played for Pittsburgh, one of the more stable franchises in the entire NFL, one of the more stable franchises in all of sports. And so football is a particular case because you got to think about, A, the individual, and then you got to think about what they've done, where they've been. Tom Brady is an outlier. He's an outlier, A, because of his talent, but then B, also because of the ecosystem that's been around him. And yes, he's been a driver. We can remove XYZ quarterback from any team and watch them fall. Let's put average quarterback on Seattle. Oh, they're going to suck. And we know that already. Let's remove, we saw last year what Tampa Bay was. Let's bring back Jameis Winston from last year. The team is not going to be as accomplished. The quarterback is kind of the tip of the spear. The quarterback is right there at the top. Angel, he's calling up from Birmingham, Alabama. Angel, what are your thoughts? Who's been the best here in the 21st century?
Well, I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers myself because I look at him and Tom Brady. Tom Brady's got great stats, no doubt. He's a fantastic quarterback. But I see Adrian Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers having more of field smart. He knows what he's going on more than what Tom Brady does. That's not knocking Tom Brady, but Aaron just seems to be making more smart decisions when it comes to throwing, and he knows.
Oh, yeah. No, Angel, I agree with you. And there are a lot of stats out there when it comes to accuracy, decision-making. Tom Brady is up there at the top. But Aaron Rodgers is basically above everybody who's ever thrown a football when it just comes down to decision-making. He is like a machine. You will not really see him make mistakes. It's pretty amazing what he's done. Thank you, Angel. I appreciate you for calling from Birmingham. Joe is calling from Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me. Love the show. The top six, I think you could take the top three and flip-flop them around. The bottom three, the bottom four, five, six, you could flip those around. I don't think anybody could really argue with those. I really want to talk about number seven, Kurt Warner. As a longtime Cardinal fan, anybody who can take a team as bad as the Cardinals usually are to a Super Bowl, I think you got to give him a little bit of a nod.
Yeah, I hear you, Joe. Listen, I was thinking about him. He was right there on the edge. That's why I find it hilarious. You said, yeah, let's put him at number seven. How about that, Joe? That's a good idea. We can keep him at seven, man.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. Love the show, man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Joe, for calling from Pennsylvania. Yeah, Kurt Warner, number seven. Now, if you want to watch Kurt Warner, you got to turn on your television sets. We're going to come back, take more of your calls. You can hit me up at JR Sport Brief. The number here, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I check Twitter during the breaks when I can. And one tweet is just, I don't know if I'm confused or kind of humored by, you know, what I received. Shout outs to MSU Spartan Honk. This is interesting. Prepare yourself. Don't be prepared for it to make sense, but just prepare yourselves. JR, are there any glaring differences in talent between Green Bay and New England since 2020? So then, if Aaron Rodgers is so good, where are the rings? Tom Brady has six. You might be asking yourself a few questions. I have asked them myself. And just don't think too hard about the question here. Just understand that it is extremely confusing. I don't know what 2020 has to do with rosters, and I don't think Tom Brady won six rings over the past 11 months. I don't know. There's a lot going on there. Let's just go to Pittsburgh on the phone, 855-212-4CBS, and let's talk to Zach. Zach, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Great. Go ahead, Zach.
All right. I think your list is pretty clear. I do enjoy your list. Aaron Rodgers has – see, you can quote me on this. The definition of a quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. That is the definition of a quarterback. Tom Brady, yeah, I understand. Like I said, I'm from Pittsburgh, so – I don't like Tom Brady very much, but I'll give credit where credit's due. He's won six Super Bowl rings, but if he didn't have Bill Belichick on the headset or the offensive coordinator, like a great one like Josh McDaniels, he wouldn't have won six Super Bowls. And also, I give the benefit of the doubt. You got Ben in there, so I appreciate that, representing Pittsburgh for okay. Life.
All right, Zach, I hear you. Thank you so much for calling up from Pittsburgh. Let's go out to Cleveland. Let's talk to Brandon. Brandon, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me. Great show. My number one, I think you have a great list. The top three, I think, can be flipped around any which way on how you look at it. For me, it'd be Peyton Manning at number one. I just thought the way he's changed the game, reading defenses, going to the line of scrimmage.
Omaha. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I just thought the way he did that and you got to remember, too, when he had that neck surgery, people didn't think he'd come back or whatever, and then next season he comes out and lights up the league.
Yeah.
So I just thought there was a lot of good qualities about him. Like I said, your list is good, and you could go any which way with the top three, I think. But I think Manning's up there.
I agree with you, Brandon, and thank you so much for calling up from Cleveland. I was disappointed. You know, just as a football fan, like, I loved – And for years we saw this, but I loved watching Peyton Manning play. You didn't want to watch him play your team because it's like, damn, this guy's going to kick your ass. But he was amazing. He was like a giant Terminator out there. He just balled out. And it was unfortunate when he had his neck injury. I think he could have played longer, but this is a violent game. The man had to have his neck operated on. He had a shoulder issue. He had issues with his knees, his back. It'd be pretty damn cool if he was still able to play, but he took a beating. John is calling up from New York. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
It's the great JR, man. Your show is so awesome. We appreciate listening to you on a regular basis, my man. How you doing?
I'm terrific, John. Go on ahead.
Well, I mean, it's a great list, and I think I have to quote something on one of those evil rival sports networks where they call Brady the GOAT, but Rodgers the boat, the best of all time in terms of arm talent and making weird throws. But there's no question, I mean, there's literally no question that by far leaps and bounds in terms of accomplishments and in the playoffs where, you know, all sports fans care about the playoffs more than regular season, Brady has twice as many playoff wins as basically anyone else and twice as many playoff or more than twice as many playoff appearances as anyone else. He's lapping the field, literally. The guy's playing at 43 as like a top 10 quarterback still, and there's no question based on the way he's played this year that the guy can he can fulfill his promise of playing till 45 and be still an above average quarterback. The man is so remarkable, and the fact that he's basically had 18 healthy seasons. You know, he had, I think he had the one season where he broke a broken leg, and then another season something where the suspension, and he's
it was ACL that year.
That's right. That's right. And he's basically made the Super Bowl. At least made the Super Bowl one out of every two healthy seasons in his career. It's unbelievable. So there's no question. I mean, and the fact that he's going to play still another couple of years means his lead in these categories is going to expand.
Well, everything you said is right, and we can go on for a long time with his accomplishments. That's why the conversation that we were having here, I didn't pose it as who was the most accomplished. I wanted to have a conversation of who has been the best. You know, who has been the best here in this century? Not who's the most accomplished. We know it's Tom Brady, but it goes basically back to the first thing that you said at the top. It's like, if you want to look at the most accomplished, it's Brady. Yes, that is by leaps and bounds. But I think where it's false, where it is not true, it is a ridiculous statement to make and say that either one of these guys is leaps and bounds ahead of the other. I think it's a narrow margin in my perspective. And thank you so much, John, for the kind words. And thank you for calling up from New York. It's a very, very narrow margin. Just picking one. One of our callers just said, listen, you could flip-flop between Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. One of the discerning factors that I take is I look at Aaron Rodgers, I look at the fact that the guy can move. I like that fact. We're going to take a break. Get back with more of your calls. I'm going to get ready to roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, your show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get back to the phone lines, take more of your calls before I have to roll out of here. Amy Lawrence is going to come up at the top of the hour. But before I get back to the phone lines, we've been having this conversation about the best quarterbacks here in this century. I like Aaron Rodgers above all. That's not just some hot take. I don't do that nonsense. Save that for some of the idiots that want to scream and yell on TV. I try to give you some the common sense. It's pretty much a toss-up. It's a thin line between what you get with Rodgers, what you get with Brady. You know, I had Peyton Manning at number three. These are some great quarterbacks. These are some of the best of all time. More of your calls, 855-212-4CBS. But before, I got to let you know about AutoZone. The In the Zone Player of the Week is brought to you by AutoZone. And let's get out of the NFL because this guy is coming out of the NBA. This week, it's Nuggets big man Nikola Jokic, the Joker. Okay, over his last three games, Jokic is averaging 28 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists per game. For the season, Jokic leads the league. Yes, the center, the big man, leads the league in assists at 10 per game to go along with his 25 points per game and 11 rebounds. The In the Zone Player of the Week was brought to you by AutoZone. You can get free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. You know it. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Right now, we're going to get back into the phone lines, and we're going to start off in San Diego, and that's by having a quick conversation with Jerry. Jerry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man.
Most certainly, please.
Diehard Chargers fan. Well, ex-diehard Chargers fan.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't move the team. I'm sorry.
No. You picked Rivers as six? Thank you.
Oh.
He's amazing.
It took a lot. Well, don't thank me too much. I had to think about it hard.
I know. I lived and died by his creed, and he's just a great guy. I was surprised that you went with Rodgers, but then as you kept talking, I'm like, yeah. And doesn't he look so happy this year, like pumped up and just great?
Well, you know, this, and I guess this comes with age. As we all get older, you appreciate the things that you have, because as you get older, you have an appreciation that they won't last forever. And I don't think that's any different for a man who is extremely accomplished, someone who has tons of money, someone who is recognized. But, you know, he plays a sport, an entertaining sport. He's doing it in the public eye. We know that they drafted his replacement last year, and he took that in stride. And I think he has settled into who he is and what's around him. And he just has gone out there and kicked ass without, you know, harboring, you know, any type of hate or an edge about his current situation. And this is the beautiful thing. And thank you so much, Jerry, for calling in San Diego. Thank you for bringing that up, because it allows me to expand on what I find to be a bigger point in life. Aaron Rodgers understands his lane, especially being at the top, being one of the best. He had to wait his damn turn behind Brett Favre. Brett Favre, who wanted to play and didn't want to play, retired and came back and come back. He had to go through that whole situation with Brett Favre before he got his chance. And then when he got his chance, he showed everybody who the hell he was. How many people would have legitimately said, while Aaron Rodgers was the next guy, that he was going to have a better career, that he would be a better quarterback than Brett Favre? You'd be hard-pressed to do that. Almost like you'd be hard-pressed, and I'm not saying he's better because I don't think he was, to basically go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. Like, it's few and far in between. And so Aaron Rodgers, shout-outs to him, because it just seems like this year, he's not worried about what anybody's saying. He's not worried about who's playing behind him. He's not worried about the talent. He's not worried about what the coach is saying, or we want to run the ball more. The guy ended up almost with 50 touchdowns. Sometimes you got to worry about your own ass, what you can do, what your capabilities are, and you got to shut out everything else around you. Props to Aaron Rodgers. Let's see what he does on Sunday. Tony is calling from Toronto. Tony, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I agree with two out of your three, that being Peyton Manning and Brady, but not Rodgers. And so if I understand your principle, you're asking who's the best quarterback in the last 20 years, so you're going by talent, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Talent, longevity, accomplishments. Yes.
Okay. So accomplishments, we know, that's Brady. Now, if we use the talent scenario and we assess the skill sets that are attributable to a quarterback, that's scrambling ability, throwing ability, interpreting plays, making your own calls, all of these factors, I think that the one that gets the most weighting is in the sense of the most priority, most important to a quarterback, is the mental part of it. And that, if we use that to grade the talent, hands down, Brady. Because if he's lacking compared to Rodgers in all these other aspects, scrambling,
well, Tony, yeah. you're saying a whole lot here. I have quite a few people behind you. So I have one ultimate question, because the conversation you're bringing up sounds like something we could talk about for 30 minutes. How do you judge the mental aspect? Please, be brief.
Okay. Making a proper decision more consistently than anybody else.
Okay. Well, Tony, I'll tell you in that regard, I would say take a deep look at Aaron Rodgers. I'll say that. I thank you, Tony, for calling up from Toronto. That is, I don't know, unless we're going to run around and give folks mental tests or Mensa tests or mental stress tests, that's a difficult one to measure. Brett's calling up from Phoenix. Brett, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there. I don't mind the list. The list's fine. You know, the first three, very thin margins. They're all great. My only kind of perspective I wanted to kind of hear is, you know, Tom Brady basically made the Patriots when he entered. Like, the Patriots were really nothing before him. The Packers, they had Brett Favre. They had an established, you know, team. Same with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, all these teams, they've had something. I think a lot of respect should go into Brady and the fact that he kind of made that ecosystem. It wasn't made for him.
Whoa. No, I wouldn't say so. That team, you could say the same thing for Bill Belichick. He helped shape that environment. Tom Brady helped bring in the talent. So I wouldn't agree with that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, no disrespect to Bill and, you know, Josh McDaniels. Like, they did their work. They've done great. They're awesome. But I feel like before Brady, I mean, there was what, Drew Bledsoe? And then before that, I mean, they never won anything really before.
Sure. Right. But it is, and this is a thing, and I know some people will misinterpret what I'm about to say. One hand washes the other. Bill Belichick helped set that environment for what was in New England. The same thing and no different. We can't say like right before. Bill Parcells helped set that environment. And then Bill Parcells, okay, he went to the New York Jets and then he took Belichick with him and Belichick said, screw this, I'm not doing this. I'm going back to where the hell I was just or was an assistant. I am going back to New England. And so I don't want to say that there wasn't something set, but Bill Belichick also helped set the table. But I'm also a proponent of this, and thank you, Brett, for calling up from Phoenix. As you say, talent moves the needle. I don't give a damn what coach it is. We can go through any coach in the history of anything. You can go NBA, you can go college, it don't matter. You need the talent. You don't have the talent, then you could be an ass coach. Let me go get Phil Jackson and throw him onto the New York Knicks right now. Go coach him. What's going to happen? Not a damn thing. Let me get Bill Belichick. Let me have him coach, the Cleveland Browns. Oh, well, how about that? He actually did. Let me have him coach the Cleveland Browns from when they got back into the league. Let me give him the undefeated team. Let me give him the Jets from this past year. What are they going to do, win two more games? So talent does help you get over the edge. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, Tom Brady helped. You know, he did it all for the Patriots. He did not. Noel is calling up from San Francisco. Go ahead, Noel.
JR, thanks for taking my call. I agree with pretty much your entire list. It's a little surreal for me at the top because Brady and Rodgers, both from our neck of the woods out here in the Bay Area, both grew up Niner fans. Both were sadly passed on by the Niners. But my argument for Rodgers being at the top would be, as of last year when they drafted Jordan Love, they've now officially drafted more quarterbacks in the first round under Rodgers' regime than they did wide receivers.
Yeah, they skimped on that. We've had the conversations about the talent or lack of talent in instances that he's had around him. And Tom Brady, the same point can be made. Obviously, he's had a longer career by about 7 or 8 years, but that point could be made for both. Noel, thank you so much for calling up from the Bay.
Thank you.
Let's go to Vince. He's calling from Wisconsin. Vince, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. It's always good to talk to you, man. And I got to tell you, you hit it all right on the head. There's not a whole lot I can add to it other than the fact that, you know, Rodgers was successful in spite of the Green Bay Packers, especially over the last 6 years. You look at that right before they fired McCarthy, and he was quitting on him. Whereas the New England Patriots and Tom Brady were successful because of each other. Yeah. They allowed him and put him in a position where he could thrive. And they weren't doing that with the Packers on the back end. And if you look at the two playoff games that we just had this last weekend. Those two passes in the end zone that were near picks for Aaron Rodgers, when you watched him, you're like, oh, that's uncharacteristic of him. Whereas somebody like Tom Brady, he's given a margin of error for a couple interceptions or some overthrows or some underthrows. Aaron Rodgers has been so consistent and so efficient that when he makes those, you're like, oh, something's wrong. Even those picks he had against Tampa Bay early on, they're like, oh, something's wrong. He just, that margin of error that's allowed for him because of his talent isn't as big as it is for some of the other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I think that's why, like you said, he's number one and he's leagues ahead.
Well, he's a machine, and he's a historic machine. Thank you, Vince, for calling up from Wisconsin. Jason is calling from Detroit. Jay, you're going to get the last word. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, Vince?
Hey, I'm good, man. Jay. Please, quickly.
Hey, man, I feel like Peyton Manning is the number one quarterback on that list because Peyton Manning was the system. Tom Brady was in a system. That's the difference between Peyton Manning and the rest of these quarterbacks that ever came about. And that's all I have to say, man.
Okay. Thank you, Jason, for calling up from Detroit. I like that summation. Peyton Manning, he sure as hell was a system. You start off and have an Edgerrin James, and, I mean, he had some weapons there, but it didn't matter. You want to talk about a machine? You know what, to be honest, what the hell would Peyton Manning be doing if he was an NFL quarterback? Be like a banker or something like that? He's a bad dude. He's going into the Hall of Fame. He's going in this year. Get ready for that announcement in 2 weeks. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. We got two more days to have that conversation. Damn it. We're going to talk more about the team, the NFC Championship game. Two more shows before we move into the weekend. Listen, folks, it's been a pleasure with you here tonight talking about Phillip Rivers to start things off. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find me at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. I will catch you tomorrow. We're getting ready for more football. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she's up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.